Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin Feldman & Pittleman, full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about the services available at OF&P, give us a call at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog, blueprintforwealth.org. Make sure you put three W's in front of that, where you can find videos, articles, and audio, radio shows, on topics of interest in tax, estate planning, and business planning. And lastly, I invite you to read my column once a month in the Washington Business Journal entitled Blueprint for Wealth. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that I get questions on almost daily, and that is, why should somebody avoid or go through the probate process? So we're going to talk about the pros and cons of probate. Probate is your state's method of transferring property of someone who's died to its new rightful owners. If you have no estate plan, your assets will go through the probate process whether you like it or not. If you have a will, your assets will go through the probate process. If you have a revocable living trust and you have placed your assets into that trust, they will not go through probate. So the first point I wanted to emphasize is that probate is a public process, which may be good or it may be bad. Probate gives relatives and friends a forum to bring suits against those who claim your property. So a pro of probate is that it can be advantageous if there's been an elder abuse situation, or if your will was changed at a time when you were subject to undue influence, fraud, or dementia. Of course, a con of probate is that it increases the likelihood of conflict after your death. Your estate could be consumed by legal fees as relatives battle each other over a wide variety of issues. They can argue about the validity of your will. They can argue about whether they're entitled to a monthly allowance from your estate. They can even argue about your debts and whether or not they're valid. Everything about your estate, from the value of your jewelry to the age of your beneficiaries, is made public in the probate process. And this can be unfortunate for young beneficiaries who may not be mature enough to handle incoming solicitations from creditors and predators. Number two on the list is that probate is court supervised. Again, there are pros and cons to this. The pro of court supervised probate process is that you don't have to select your executor as carefully as you would a trustee of a revocable living trust, because everything an executor does is supervised by the court. If you don't select an executor, the court will appoint one for you, because that person may not be a good choice for the job. Court supervision can give your beneficiaries safety and protection. So a pro is probate can actually offer safety and protection because the court is supervising the process. A con is that your executor has much less flexibility to administer your estate in probate. Probate is controlled by the state's probate code, which could be a thick book of laws, and by probate cases that have been tried in your state, many more thick volumes. Your executor is bound by these laws, which are designed to restrict an executor and avoid mistakes, not to maximize the ease of administering your estate. Your executor has to seek court permission for most transactions on your behalf and on behalf of your estate, and will not be able to invest your funds in a well-diversified stock portfolio unless your will provides accordingly. In fact, in most probate situations, assets need to be managed as little as possible so that stock losses are minimized. Most people find the courtroom stressful. Probate forces loved ones to go through a court-driven process, which can be an unpleasant experience even with the best attorney at your side. Probate is insured. What I mean by this is that the executor typically has to get a bond unless your will or your trust waives the bond requirement. A bond is an insurance policy that pays your beneficiary if your executor does something wrong. Many wills waive the bond requirement. So a pro is that the beneficiaries can be protected through this insurance in the form of a bond. A con is that it's yet another cost that the estate has to pay, and it generally is about a quarter of 1% of the value of your estate on an annual basis. Next, probate does not require advance planning. So a pro of that is that it requires no effort on your behalf, and your estate will be managed and supervised by the court process. A con is that because no advance planning is required, you never have the opportunity to really think about and care for your loved ones in a way that expresses your values and your love and your wishes as to what you want to have happen after you're gone. Next, without a will, probate relies on the so-called laws of intestacy. A pro of that is that the laws of intestacy are designed to mimic what most people would put in their wills if they had done their planning. In many cases, a spouse inherits one half of all of the estate and the children inherit the rest. In other states, it might be one-third, while the children inherit two-thirds. Where there is no spouse or children, assets typically go to parents and siblings, then to nieces and nephews, then to cousins. The con of that, of course, is that your next of kin may not be your chosen heirs. The law makes assumptions about who you want to inherit your estate. Those assumptions may or may not be correct. Let's say you don't want to leave assets equally to children from different marriages. Or perhaps you don't want your brother or your sister to inherit your wealth. Without a will or a trust, your wishes will not be followed. Another con is that your divorcing spouse gets everything. If you die in the midst of a divorce and you've not created a will disinheriting your spouse will typically inherit the augmented estate or a share of the estate, regardless of what you do. Another con is that your loved ones inherit because of the law, not because you made provisions for them. When provisions have not been made for people, that is, when they inherit because of the law and not because you chose them specifically, the inheritance is not a gift. It's a right under the law. It changes the feeling that the heirs may have about you and changes how they treat the inheritance, more like found money than an inheritance that must be stewarded and taken care of. Young people will get full control over their inheritance at age 18 unless you put provisions in your will or trust to the contrary. So when you fail to create a trust for young people, the inheritance is controlled by guardians who must invest it very conservatively. Then at age 18, the kid gets whatever is left, no strings attached. I say whatever is left because spending the inheritance is up to the guardian until the child turns age 18. And because you did not choose the guardian, you have no way of assuring that the money will be spent wisely. Another issue, probate can be expensive. Well, the pro is, if there is a pro, your estate's attorney and executor are nicely rewarded for their hard work. From your perspective, as the decedent who is planning for the future, that may not be a pro at all. In fact, a con is that in many states, probate can consume as much as 5-8% of your entire estate, leaving less for heirs. And that 8% is based on the gross value of your assets, not the net value. In other words, let's say you have a $500,000 home with a $450,000 mortgage on it, and you incur this 8% charge. Your heirs would have to pay the mortgage, and after probate costs, would be left with nothing. Probate can be time-consuming. Most probates take at least 6 months, but as much as 18 to 24 months to complete. A pro of that is that the probate process provides plenty of time for heirs to adjust to the idea of receiving an inheritance. It also provides plenty of time for challenges to be brought to the estate itself. A con, of course, is that the beneficiaries have to wait to receive the inheritance. Your executor must work on your estate all the way through the process, completing form upon form upon form, filing inventories, accountings, requests for disbursement of fees, and the attorney's charge for the preparation of all of this. While probate has been reformed in a few states, it remains an unpleasant and potentially very expensive process for most. If you find yourself in the midst of probate, be sure, please be sure, to retain an experienced attorney to follow the probate court's rules closely. In some states, like the District of Columbia and in Maryland, we have more relaxed rules depending on whether or not you qualify. In D.C., there's something called unsupervised probate, which means that the court process is much more relaxed. In Maryland, we have something called modified administration. Again, a much more relaxed form of probate. Provided that you meet all the criteria, you can go through this modified administration and save on time and cost. Nonetheless, it still has to go through the court system. If you'd like to know more about the probate process, ways of avoiding it, and whether or not it's a pro or a con to you in your specific situation, give one of the many estate and trust lawyers at Odin Feldman Pittleman a call at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web to view our bios at www.ofplaw.com. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth. And don't forget to subscribe to my blog at www.blueprintforwealth.org.